friends. This is our second hour, and we have another guest who will stay with us these last 2 hours. Her name is Teresa Rangham. She is the executive director of the National Vaccine Information Center. Their website is NV, as in Victor, IC.org. Again, NVIC.org. Now, before we talk with her, Mercola.com on April 1st, 2015, wrote an article or posted an article saying U.S. government rolls out mandatory adult vaccination and tracking programs. Then at the very bottom of the article, in red, it says, notice, this piece is our annual April Fool's article. Some of the details herein are true, however, and the article could be suggestive of what we might face in the near future should we fail to take corrective action to protect and preserve vaccine exemptions, informed consent, and medical freedom of choice. And so Teresa, with her organization, the organization that she is the executive director for, hopefully we can address that, and she can give some advice that will assist us in having informed consent and medical freedom of choice. Welcome to the program, Teresa.
Thanks, Dana.
Well, you have 8 questions. There are 8 questions on the website that I think are just really important that people should ask. And you have such a great website. This is just a terrific website. And there's so much, there's so many resources here. But would you like to put those 8 questions?
Are you talking about our Ask 8?
Yes, Ask 8.
Oh, sure. So Ask 8 was designed as an entry point to our website, and we thought it was really important that as parents and individuals consider vaccination for themselves or their children, that they ask themselves these questions. So the first question is, am I sick or is my child sick right now? Number 2, have I or my child had a bad reaction to a vaccine before? 3, do I or my child have a personal or family health history of vaccine reactions, neurological disorders, severe allergies, or immune system problems? Do I know the disease and vaccine risk for myself and my child? Do I have full information about the vaccine side effects? Do I know how to identify and report a vaccine reaction? Do I know I need to keep a written record, including the vaccine manufacturer's name and lot number, for all vaccinations? And do I know that I have the right to make an informed choice? And number 8 is also important today. It is the foundation of our mission statement here at the National Vaccine Information Center. And that to us is the most important thing that parents and individuals realize, is that informed consent means that you, as an individual or a parent making a decision for your child, have a right to understand and receive and have access to full and accurate information about risks and benefits relating to the vaccine and the disease itself, so that you can make an informed decision, and that decision is your decision that you make voluntarily without sanctions.
Indeed. And this article that I referred to from Mercola, I thought it was a little irresponsible, but I think was also kind of irresponsible for people to make this article go viral. And because that's what happened, 270,000 views. But hopefully with your help, it will kind of bring people back to exactly what is going on. And people do have a right to make an informed choice. But that does not happen because people are not informed when they take their children to get vaccinated. I mean, when a parent takes their child in for a well baby checkup or numerous other occasions where they take their children to the doctor, the doctor spends very little time with the child.
Well, certainly what we hear from folks who contact us with their concerns is that they aren't receiving information. That's a fairly common story, as you've noted. Federal law requires that where children are concerned or where vaccines are concerned, that before someone receives a vaccine, that they receive a vaccine information statement. That was part of the 1986 law. And it's a federal requirement, but very often we hear that parents are not receiving it or that it was handed to them after the fact.
Yes, and after the fact, well, that certainly does not help you to make an informed decision. And something else that you also cover at the website. Well, there's so many things at this website.
We are content heavy. Thank you.
Well, I think that people need this. They really, really do. And of course, you can get the free newsletter simply by subscribing to it so that you can be well informed. And that's what we need to be. Because just because something is widely believed and there is a wide belief that vaccines somehow eradicated all of these so-called deadly diseases that children were getting, when in fact this is just not the case. They were eradicated with better hygiene, better food, clean water, and that kind of thing. And of course now they're trying to introduce even more vaccines. But with websites like yours, and if people know about this website, they can become better informed. And you talk about the vaccine ingredients. Anybody that reads the vaccine ingredients, which you can also do at the CDC website, I think people have to be crazy to allow a doctor, a healthcare professional, put that into your child or into yourself. I mean, it's
probably one of the most important things parents can do. What we've seen over the years, by the way, for those folks listening, our website is www.nvic.org. Please do sign up for our newsletter. It is free, and as Deanna said, it's full of information, and it's out there to make you a better informed consumer of vaccines. Back to my point on education, though, it's really important today that folks take the time to read the product insert that comes with every vaccine. It's required that every vaccine manufacturer provide one. They're on the FDA's website. We provide links to them from our website under our disease and vaccine section. So if you were to click, for instance, on pertussis, you would see a list of all the licensed vaccines here in the United States. You could click through to the FDA site and read the product insert, which goes over ingredients, so that if you have a concern or you've had a previous vaccine or you have an allergy to a component of the vaccine, you know, you could read there and identify it. Unfortunately, today, the vaccine information statements that the CDC puts together and that are federally required to be given prior to vaccination are very short, and they do not provide that sort of detail. But every person can access that information or ask their vaccine provider for it. And I think it's one of the most critical pieces of reading that someone should do if they're considering a vaccine or want to know more about some of the reported side effects.
Right. What are some of those side effects? Because you also have a page that has the side effects. And I think that it's important to know what those side effects are because, when my children were young, when they were born, I mean, I hate to say this, but they had those vaccines. Not all the ones that are required today to get into school. When you look at the number that are required, oh my gosh, I mean, nobody's going to be attacked with that many so-called diseases in one time, and yet they combine all of these vaccines into one shot, which is terrible.
Well, today the schedule requires that a child receive 49 doses of 14 vaccines before age 6, okay? It goes up to 69 doses of 16 vaccines by age 18. Some of the side effects or vaccine reaction symptoms, which I think is what you were talking about, that parents should look for. And again, this is really important, because if you decide to vaccinate, you should really be aware of, what does a side effect look like? How do I go about reporting it? What are my next steps? Not a lot of time is spent on that. I like you, Deanna, vaccinated my children, and I was not made aware of what those symptoms look like. And it's very critical that whether we're talking about a vaccine or another pharmaceutical product, that we read the product insert and we become aware of what side effects look like, so we can get medical attention as soon as possible. So right. Some of those side effects or some of those vaccine reaction symptoms can be swelling at the site of the injection. It can also include hardness. So there are varying degrees of those site reactions, body rash or hives, shock and collapse. You can see things like high-pitched screaming and persistent crying, and I don't mean just small episodes. I mean really persistent, like for several hours. This is a common report with the old DPT shot that is no longer licensed here in the States. Or if you see a change in sleep habits, you know, extreme sleepiness or unresponsiveness, where your child is sleeping much more for longer periods of times and is unresponsive. Any sort of nervous jerking or twitching that wasn't there before, crossing of the eyes, any sort of sign of weakness or paralysis of any part of the body at all. If they start to lose some of their abilities that they had previously in terms of being able to roll over or sit up or stand up, if there's a change in motor skills, okay, and that's something that's very significant that parents should be on the lookout for. Any sort of withdrawal, behavioral withdrawal, you know, really significant, you had a happy baby, and suddenly they're very withdrawn. You know, they're not really looking at you, and when you speak to them, they're not as social. So, you know, really big behavior changes, or even minor ones. If there's something that's giving you cause for concern, I really believe in those mommy instincts. If something is niggling at you, something is different about your child, pay attention to that. Start talking to a provider about that. Any sort of flapping, very high fevers, vision or hearing loss, joint pain or weakness, a lot of fatigue, loss of memory. Obviously, some of these are for children that are a little bit older. It doesn't necessarily pertain to an infant. You can see things like violent diarrhea, breathing problems, you know, that you can notice with your child, you know, from when they're very young to when they get older. Any sort of excessive bleeding or anemia that shows up on any sorts of tests, those are reactions to look for. So if you see those, it's time to talk to a healthcare professional about any sort of possible side effect that may be happening, and what are the next steps to treatment. Also, most importantly, it needs to be reported. Doctors are required to report vaccine reactions to the Federal Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And again, there are times, what we hear a lot is doctors are refusing to do so. They're saying it's a coincidence or that it's not a vaccine reaction. So that system is actually made so that parents and individuals can report to that. And you can find out more about how to report to VAERS from our website. If you go to our website at mvic.org, you can click on vaccine reactions on the main bar, and it'll show you how to report to VAERS. And also, MVIC keeps a registry, and we follow up with folks on vaccine reactions they've experienced. We'd like to hear your story. We're all human beings, and very often when we hear about vaccine injuries and deaths, we're told, you know, it's just this really small number, and we're not really told about the human casualty that really is. These are people with lives who've been harmed, and it's important that their stories are told. So we hope that if you're reporting to VAERS, that you'll also take the time to report to our registry.
Oh, very good. And a lot of, as you said, doctors don't report. And I never reported any of these reactions to my doctor because they say, well, the child might experience a little bit of a fever or something like that. But then you talk about, well, then you have something that happens later, like the onset of chronic ear infection, mm-hmm. Which is so common. Ear infections are so common that you really don't associate it with vaccines. You think, all these kids just seem to get ear infections. I mean, I had chronic ear infections as a child. I don't think that my mother ever thought that it was due to a vaccine.
Well, and, you know, it may or may not have been. It's possible. I think the important thing about VAERS is even though it's a passive reporting system, it's important in terms of getting safety signals. And if no one's reporting to it, then how on earth are we going to really get a handle on what, you know, if a vaccine is causing harm? You know, it's an important tool, and it's estimated that, you know, only about 10% of adverse events gets reported. Well, that's really not very good if only 10% are being reported. I think it was also very wise that it was made so that you or I, you know, just John Q. Public could report into it. You're given an ID, or your doctor should be giving you the ID if they report into it. There's a number assigned to it so that you can pull it up. I want to say there's a way to update it and add additional information as well. But it's really an important criteria. If we're going to ask Americans to vaccinate their children and themselves as adults, we really need to be more cognizant of educating the public about what does a vaccine reaction look like, what does the disease look like. Sometimes vaccines fail, or you can get a vaccine strain infection. You know, you need to be able to distinguish between what is a vaccine side effect and what is the actual disease. If it failed to protect me, as we saw with pertussis, the recent pertussis outbreaks, the majority of children who got pertussis were actually vaccinated. So that cough that mom heard, you know, may mm-hmm. have been pertussis, and they didn't know it.
Indeed.
And it could delay treatment. It could spread to those little babies that were concerned about getting pertussis, because it is deadly for little babies.
Right. All righty. We are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
We are back. Our guest this last 2 hours is Teresa Wrangham. Am I saying your name correctly?
You are. Thank you.
All righty. And she is the executive director of the National Vaccine Information Center. And that website is nvisinvictoric.org. And, of course, they also have a Facebook page and Twitter. And do be sure and look at those 8 questions and then look at the adverse reactions. And, of course, the adverse reactions may also be SIDS. I mean, there are a lot of people who are in prison as we speak who have been accused of shaken baby syndrome and of all kinds of things who are sitting in jail. And we're not talking for just a year, but for years and years, because they have been accused of harming their child. And it's terrible because this harm that they supposedly inflicted occurred within just hours sometimes or within a few days of their infant getting a vaccine. Have you heard about this? I'm sure you have.
I have heard about it. You know, I think vaccine injury and death, they aren't well characterized, as we've seen through Institute of Medicine reports. The last 20 years of Institute of Medicine reports on vaccine safety and looking at the literature, you know, there are a lot of gaps in vaccine safety that have been highlighted, and that means that it's very difficult for us to know everything that we need to know about vaccines and their ability to cause injuries and deaths.
Right.
So it's very serious. You know, the founding of our organization was actually based on parents who came together to put out information on vaccine risk and death so that other parents would be more informed about risks related to vaccines and go in with their eyes open. Certainly there needs to be a lot more research around the potential for every vaccine to cause an injury or death.
Sure. And on the website, you indicate over $2 billion has been awarded by the federal government to children and adults injured by vaccines. Now, they would not be giving this money, awarding this money, if they did not, they would not have created the agency that awards this money, the vaccine court, if indeed vaccines did not cause injuries, correct?
I would say correct, yes. It's closer to $3 billion. And what the reason that program, I resist calling it a vaccine court because it does not run like a court. The same rules that would apply if you were allowed, you're allowed to sue someone for product defect. There's discovery that happens. You can subpoena people and, you know, have your day in court, if you will. The Vaccine Injury Compensation Program runs differently. It was created to shield vaccine manufacturers from liability. So you can't sue a vaccine maker. Our government shields vaccine manufacturers, and you know that's the only section of private enterprise that I'm aware of that gets that lovely shield. The other thing to be aware of is, as I said, it's closer to $3 billion at this point. But it's on the, when an award is made, the government says that the vaccine did not cause the injury, but that there's been enough information to associate it or to say it's plausible, so they make those awards. But the law actually that brought that into being, it acknowledged that no vaccine is 100% safe or effective, and they do cause injury and death. You know, so people need to be compensated for that.
Right. And of course, some of these, like the chickenpox vaccine, I don't think that I've ever heard of anyone dying from chickenpox. Certainly, people in the past could get measles, and if their immune system was very low, if they didn't have proper food and that kind of thing, mm-hmm. There could be death. But today, with better hygiene that we have in this country, better I can't say food because the food is pretty contaminated, and of course we when you think about water and fluoride and stuff, but I don't think people die from chickenpox, but you can certainly get very sick and have an effect that will last you the rest of your life.
Well, certainly, and I think there are probably some people who actually do die of chickenpox, but I think most of the childhood diseases that you and I are familiar with and grew up with, you know, those types of complications, the severe complications, do not happen frequently. You know, and I think that's what a lot of parents remember when they decide to delay or decline one or more vaccines. They remember getting the chickenpox. They remember
sure.
it not being a big deal. They remember getting measles. You know, but there is a portion of the population who may be immunocompromised or just luck of the draw that it
sure.
harms them. So there is
sure.
that risk.
All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Deanna, our guest for the last 2 hours today is Teresa Wrangham. She is the Executive Director of the National Vaccine Information Center. That website is nvic.org. Tell us a little bit about Nurse Vicki.
Oh, Nurse Vicki. Vicki Peepforth is our Director of Patient Advocacy and Research, and she has a doctorate in public health. She was a nurse, and her own son was impacted by a vaccine injury, and for many years she had administered vaccines and had never really questioned stop to question and ask yourself those 8 questions that we discussed at the beginning of the program. And it was through her son's vaccine reaction that she eventually came to MVICN as a member of our board and helps with a lot of the inquiries that we receive here when people experience a vaccine injury.
Indeed. And a lot of doctors really do think that vaccines are safe and effective because that's the training that they have had. We had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on just recently, and in some of her, in her video, she talks about the sadness and the actually guilt that she felt, because she just accepted it as something that was good that she was doing. And so she's done everything that she possibly can to counter what she had originally offered to the public, and has done a lot to educate people. And I'm sure that Nurse Vicki probably finds herself in that same situation.
I think we all do here at MVIC, and we're certainly not alone. The ante is being up daily. The news on vaccine freedom, or your ability to make a choice on whether or not to vaccinate, is tightening daily. As you know, the National Vaccine Advisory Committee put out an adult plan for adults. You know, the adults are not vaccinating. They want to see adults vaccinating. So there's a plan out there, very much like there's a plan for children and a plan for healthcare workers. And they eventually lead to mandates. And from our perspective, that violates the informed consent ethic. You, as an individual, have a right to decide whether or not to vaccinate, to decide whether you want to be injected with that. And there are risks. Not everybody's the same. You know, there's risks on both sides of this coin. And it's up to us as individuals to inform ourselves and decide what risks we're willing to take. And, you know, we live here in America, and you would think that you would be allowed that freedom, but we're seeing freedom kind of come under attack. We're monitoring over 100 bills right now across 36 states that are going to impact your ability to choose. I'm just wondering what medical freedom or what medical procedure we'll be told we're not smart enough to decide on, but the government will tell us, no, you must, in order to work. Or no, you must to have this medical procedure in order to go to school, you know, or to have health care insurance. So, you know, while we believe everyone should have access to vaccines, we don't believe there's any such thing as a one-size-fits-all. People are individual, and they have a right to make these choices, and they need to be able to make them without the threat of losing their job or not going to school. You know, this is America. This is a democracy, and we're entitled to our privacy. We're entitled to make these medical risk choices all by ourselves.
Exactly. And, of course, with this recent so-called outbreak in Disneyland, that has brought a lot of attention to the vaccine issue. But each state really does have its own vaccine laws. Recently in New York, they said, okay, everyone above the age of 6 months, if you take your child to daycare, that child must have the flu vaccine, or as you said, in order to retain a job or to go to school. And some of the states, particularly Texas and New York, have been very aggressive in laying policies that everyone must be vaccinated, which I think is terrible.
It's a violation of the informed consent ethic and just your human right to decide when enters your body. And, I live in Colorado. Last year we fought a similar bill and were able to defeat the major portions of it and preserve our personal belief exemption here. But it's under attack, and it's certainly something that people need to pay attention to. In fact, because we've known this is coming all along, we created an advocacy website. We call it our advocacy portal, and we send out alerts. This is a custom program that if you register, it's free. It's a resource to the public. You'll get critical alerts about what's happening in your state, because as you aptly pointed out, vaccine mandates are made at a state level, and vaccine exemptions are under attack. Different states require different vaccines. It's important that you know what that is, because we hear about bullying, where parents will go to enroll their child in school, and they're told, hey, your child's not up to date. You better get those shots or there's no school. That may not be true in your state. You may be entitled to exemptions, and people need to know what their rights are and know how to exercise them and know how to advocate for them. But when your state comes under attack and your exemptions are threatened, you need to get active. You need to develop your relationships with your legislators and tell them why this is so important. Informed consent is the cornerstone of modern medicine. We can't lose that. That's a very slippery slope.
Indeed. Now, how do we get information about our own state?
Well, you go to mvicadvocacy.org. So that's mvicadvocacy.org, and you just sign up, and you'll see alerts. You'll see which states are currently a take action state, where you need to take action immediately. You'll see a very long list of legislation that we're monitoring to see if we're going to have to put out a call to action. We offer on that website guidelines and tips on how to effectively communicate with your legislator, as well as providing a link directly to them so that you can communicate quickly. But we also provide talking points. We provide analysis of the legislation. And I have to tell you that the person who heads up that effort within our organization, Dawn Richardson, she comes with expertise. You mentioned Texas. She is the person who organized parents in Texas many years ago and brought personal belief exemption to Texas and continues to defend it there. So she's an expert at this. We're very happy that she's a part of our team and has helped us put together that portal so that other parents can get involved and defend their choice.
Wonderful. And I think so many parents are very, the people who believe in vaccines can be very, very cruel and mean and hateful to the people who do not believe in vaccines. And I know that people have, they've lost friends over it, and all kinds of things. And it's just amazing to me how adamant the people who believe in vaccines are, and they're typically people who have never, ever investigated it and who are unaware or just are ignorant about the side effects or just ignore them. If their child does have side effects, it's just amazing to me that they can be so hateful.
Well, I think that's I think certainly the environment or landscape has gotten very hostile. Certainly, we've noticed that. We've seen in the papers, as I'm sure you've seen, where people are suggesting that parents who don't vaccinate their children should go to jail or have their children put away. Taken away, and that's very frightening. We've been in existence, we're a charitable nonprofit. We've been in existence over 30 years, and we're seeing this become very uncivil. And I think really it's directly related to what you had spoken to just a few minutes earlier, which is the fact that these outbreaks are being sensationalized in the news. The outbreak on measles, for example, for this year is very small in comparison to the previous year. There were several more cases of measles than there are this year, and yet this is really being pushed out in the forefront, and the pot is being stirred, and it's pitting parent against parent, and I think that's really unfortunate because, as I said, everybody's an individual. We don't all respond the same way, and I think parents who opt to delay or decline one or more vaccines tend to educate themselves, and we need to have respect for each other's decisions, regardless of whether or not we choose to vaccinate or partially vaccinate or choose not to vaccinate at all. What medical procedure are we going to fearmonger over next and start pitting parents against each other? It's really a sad state of affairs, so I would really, I guess if there was one thing to say about that, I would really encourage all parents to listen to each other and be respectful. And remember that the parent you're talking to, regardless of their decision, regardless of whether you agree with it or not, it's their decision to make, and they've made it out of love for their child, just as you have.
Certainly.
I think we can all learn from each other. We need to have that pendulum swing back to where we're actually having a dialogue. We get stories every day at MVIC. You can go to our Cry for Vaccine Freedom wall on our website, and you'll see many reports of harassment, where parents have said they've been kicked out of a doctor's practice for even asking about vaccines or deciding to delay a vaccine. That's very frightening, that parents can lose medical care for their child simply for exercising their informed consent right to opt out of a medical procedure or product.
Indeed, yes.
You know, that they can be refused medical care. It's absolutely scandalous.
Right. And a lot of times I know that that vaccines, according to the book that I just love, How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor by Robert S. Mendelsohn, and it was written back in the 70s, and he says that that vaccines really constitute a great deal of the pediatrician's income. And the other thing too, we were talking about liability, that because each vaccine comes with a surcharge attached to it, so that the taxpayer is actually funding the awards that
injury program, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that so that the vaccine companies, the people who make those vaccines, are not liable. Well, the doctors are not liable either if they are following the standard of care as put out by the CDC. So you cannot.
Are they not liable, they're being incentivized to convert your medical information into an electronic health record that can be shared across federal and state databases. That's one of the objectives within the National Adult Immunization Plan that the National Vaccine Advisory Committee put out that we commented on. Their individual providers can be paid to convert your record, and there are privacy concerns around that. But, you know, first and foremost, the doctor works for you, not the government. Their duty is to you.
Yeah, but they could lose their license if they don't go along with.
Well, they are being pressured.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't step up and do this, there are different penalties in terms of reimbursement from Medicare and Medicaid.
Right.
So, you know, it's a bribe. And, you know, there's within the adult plan that was issued, you know, doctors, it's very clear that their objective is in there to pressure doctors into recommending vaccines, even if they're not a general healthcare practitioner. They may be a specialist that normally wouldn't offer a vaccine. They'd like, you know, the government would like to see more opportunities within those specialized offices happen. So,
sure.
You know, they're pressuring doctors to make decisions. You know, maybe a cardiologist doesn't want to offer vaccines. That's not their purview. It's not their specialty. And now they're being told, you know, how they must run their practice. So while we can talk about our personal freedoms as consumers, I do think it's important to understand that doctors are also being squeezed. They're being put under pressure as well.
Sure.
With financial incentives and penalties. And, you know, we all need to be cognizant of that, that it's coming from a lot of different angles, if you will.
Sure. And about doctors withdrawing medical attention or medical care to children who are not vaccinated, that can apply to adults as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I anticipate that as this plan rolls out from the federal level, when we saw it roll out for healthcare workers to get annual flu shots, we saw a lot of unions come out against it because there weren't flexible exemption provisions within the recommendation made federally. In the month that report was finalized at a federal level, we saw it come down as a mandate here in Colorado.
Wow.
So I think, you know, we'll see a pressure put on adults to vaccinate, and that'll happen a couple of ways. It'll happen through employers. It's very clear that there are outreach government is wanting to partner with your church, with other community groups, with your employer to promote and offer vaccines. You know, I know I'm unclear on what incentives may be involved, but it wouldn't surprise me to see if we see some sort of incentivization for these community partners, though the plan didn't speak to that.
Wow.
You know, but what the healthcare workers, you know, if you go again to our Cry for Vaccine Freedom Wall on our website, you'll see a lot of stories from healthcare professionals, because this happened all across the United States in different states. You saw different policies being passed by different states' Board of Health telling hospital or medical facilities that they should require a flu shot as a condition of employment, because they're being tied to Healthy People 2020 goals.
Wow. And they admitted that the flu shot wasn't really all that effective.
This year is not a good match, yeah. It's not very effective this year.
All righty. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest the last 2 hours is Teresa Wrangham. She is the executive director of the National Vaccine Information Center. That website is nvic.org. And please also visit nvicadvocacy.org. And we were talking about the flu shot just before we went to the break, and that it was very ineffective. And yet they are still mandating that that people take this. And my gosh, I mean, the flu shot still has mercury in it.
It's available with and without, but it's my understanding that the majority of what's administered here in the U.S. is mercury-containing.
And they are offering this or mandating it?
Well, for healthcare workers.
But for six-month-old babies in New York City?
Yes, it is a part of the recommended childhood schedule as well. You're correct.
Yes. And then the adult schedule, which you can see at the CDC, and as you indicated, that they are going to probably promote that. And I did reference Dr. Mercola's website, Mercola.com. And as he suggested at the end of the article, that it was an April Fool's article, but that some of the details and some of the things that we might face in the near future could actually be the things that were included in that article, that adult vaccines could be mandated in order to have employment. And then when you couple that with the Affordable Health Care Act, that spells real danger to me.
Well, you know, again, it's one thing to give access. It's one thing to tell an adult, here is an option. You know, vaccines mm-hmm. are an option. Penicillin's an option. Now, there are a lot of medical options out there.
Sure.
It's quite another to tell someone you must. Again, that's just a pure and simple, it's a violation of your informed consent rights.
Right.
To be told that you must partake of a pharmaceutical product that carries with it the risk for injury or death is a violation of your rights. You know, there's no vaccine provider, Deanna, that can tell you ahead of time if a vaccine's going to protect you or and not harm you. There's no one who can tell you that. It's that individual who's making that decision in that moment who's going to live with the consequences of that vaccine or that pharmaceutical product. That's why informed consent has been the cornerstone of modern medicine, because pharmaceutical products and medical treatments and procedures carry risk.
Every one of them does.
Of course they do. And, you know, that's not to say, simply for asking a question, by the way, about vaccine safety does not make you anti-vaccine. You know, when I go out to buy a car, I don't know about you, but I look at the mileage it gets. It doesn't make me anti-oil or anti-gas or anti-car. It makes me a smart consumer. And yet, today, if you ask a question about a vaccine, you're almost automatically labeled as anti-vaccine and a pariah.
Exactly. All righty, we are at the top of the hour. We will take your questions via the telephone at 800-313-9443 when we return.